These conspicuous birds have been creating quite a stir around Richardson Bay this summer, and their presence has been especially exciting since they are relatively rare throughout their range, and even more so in our part of the bay. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, the distinctive black oyster catcher. This is Bay Birds. Black oyster catchers are generally year-round residents along the Pacific coast of North America, stretching from southern Alaska all the way to Baja California. While they are almost always found along rocky shorelines, they may also be spotted on nearby mudflats and the occasional sandy beach. The black oyster catcher is a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service focal species due to its rarity and its vulnerability to a number of threats, including sea level rise, ocean acidification, and increased recreational and commercial use of coastal areas. It is also one of Audubon, California's birds of concern, and there is currently a statewide effort to better understand and conserve black oyster catchers. So why is this bird creating quite a stir in Richardson Bay? Well, they nest almost exclusively on islands. And during a shorebird survey this past May, Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary volunteers discovered a black oyster catcher that appeared to be sitting on a nest on a Rambaroo Island. Soon after, Audubon staff confirmed there were indeed two eggs in the scrape. A Rambaroo Island is a property of Marin County Parks. It's located in Richardson Bay and adjacent to the Richardson Bay Audubon Sanctuary. The location of this nest is most exciting since it was created on the newly constructed shoreline habitat of a Rambaroo Island. A shoreline specifically designed as part of the Rambaroo Island Enhancement Project to attract shorebirds such as black oyster catchers. On June 23rd, the nest hatched, and two fluffy dark chicks, along with their very attentive parents, could be spotted from the shores of our sanctuary. By the end of their first week, the family of oyster catchers had moved away from the nest site and all were seen foraging on the beach. While one chick was lost at some point during the first 2 weeks, the other chick continued to grow and thrive, gaining weight, exercising its wings, and learning to forage on its own. The presence of this nest means a Rambaroo Island becomes one of only four known nesting sites for black oyster catchers within San Francisco Bay. This also highlights the importance of undisturbed shoreline habitat within the bay in general. Just the presence of humans on potential nesting islands may cause black oyster catchers to abandon a nest or potential nesting area. So while we have been very excited about the nest, we have also been quite protective so as to reduce human disturbance. There is no mistaking the black oyster catcher's bright orange beak or distinctive call. They are relatively large birds, about the size of a crow, and as their name indicates, they are primarily black. In addition to their bright bill, they have a reddish-orange ring encircling their yellow eyes and stout, dull pink legs. You might think that with a name like oyster catcher that these birds would feast on oysters. Well, not exactly. Instead, they are often seen prying limpets, mussels, and other ocean or bay invertebrates from rocks and probing along the shoreline. They primarily forage at low tide, moving slowly and deliberately through rocky areas in search of a meal. There are thought to be no more than 12,000 of these beloved birds remaining. You can help black oyster catchers by paying close attention if you see them, watching for potential nesting activity, and listening for their alarm calls in the spring and summer. If you suspect a nest is nearby, leave the immediate area and help spread the word to others to avoid the area as well. And if you are interested in getting involved with the black oyster catcher conservation efforts, consider volunteering in Audubon, California's statewide monitoring efforts that measure nest success and track the status of the black oyster catcher. You can visit Audubon, California's website at ca.audubon.org/black /oystercatcher to learn more about the species, watch a video, and hear their alarm call. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.